With the border between Syria and Hungary now closed, Croatians are welcoming Syrian refugees into their territory, but there is a complication. An estimated 50,000 landmines buried beneath Croatian soil, covering nearly 200,000 square miles. Miljenko Vastaric is assistant director of Croatia's Mine Action Center. He says his country has been actively dealing with the mines left over from the Balkan Wars decades ago and is welcoming the migrants and refugees with open, cautious arms.
The mine problem in Croatia, the hazards are minimalized because the all suspected area in Croatia is marked with the warning signs. There is more than 12,000 warning signs across all our suspected hazardous areas. So they are visible, and whoever will go to unmarked or not regular border crossing, they will see these warning signs and they will avoid this area.
Is Croatia actively welcoming migrants that the Hungarian government seems to be shunning at this point?
Well, currently all these migrants are coming, turning from Serbian-Hungarian border to Croatia. And from this morning, there are more than 6,000 migrants came to Croatia. The multi-sectoral crisis committee is established this morning by the government. They are taking care of these migrants. They are organizing their trip to the centers where they will be registered. In accordance with the regulations, they will be continuing to Europe or staying here in Croatia. We'll see.
How can you be sure that they won't be victims of the estimated 50,000 landmines?
In the past 3 years, so from 2012, We didn't have civilians among the mine victims, so there were no mine incident involving civilians because, as I said, this is the job of the CROMAC. We are responsible for managing this mine suspected area, for demining activities, and also for marking of this area and for the education to inform people about the area that are dangerous. So we have produced the map that you can find on the internet. Of course, the migrants don't have approach to the internet, but all these people that are responsible for these activities on the border, they will give them leaflets with the messages, with the pictures of this warning sign. So if they will go illegal way through Croatia, these marks, these tables are universal. I'm quite sure that most of them have seen them in Afghanistan, in Syria, in Iraq, where they are coming from.
You make a good point that certainly the migrants are familiar with mines from the conflict zones that they're coming from. But, you know, almost 200,000 square miles in Croatia that's mined. And in the last 20 years, less than 200 people have died, even though 300 have been injured. You've had success. But if the situation becomes more chaotic, can you be assured that the signs and the maps and the precautions that you've already taken will work?
Well, I'm quite sure it will work because currently we are finishing with some demining activities in the border area. In the next few weeks, we'll be completely cleared and safe for all the citizens of Croatia, thus also for migrants that will go to this area.
How much does this crisis remind you of those terrible times back in the 80s and 90s during the Balkan Wars, when there was so much chaos and so many people with no place to go? Moving across borders where they weren't welcomed?
Well, yeah, it returned us back some 25 years ago when there was almost 500,000 refugees in Croatia. So a majority of the people in Croatia are sympathizing with these people because most of them were in the same situation during the war. And we would help them as much as we can. And all the institutions are working on this to make their life easier. If somebody will decide to stay in Croatia, everything is again prepared for them. So we'll see what will happen in the next few days.
A welcoming voice from Zagreb, Croatia. Miljenko Vastaric is assistant director of CROMAC, Croatia's Mine Action Center. His main priority is protecting migrants from the 50,000 landmines buried beneath Croatian soil since the Bosnian wars of the last 20 years. Miljenko, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.